good morning.
Good morning. Where is the red velvet cake? I've been asking
Everybody asks.
Every time you come here. We all on diets. Can't you tell?
Perfect. Y'all look great. It's good to be back.
How you doing?
I'm good.
What you been doing?
You know, just making this album, touring. Yeah. I just got off tour with Mary J. Blige and D'Angelo, which was a blast.
Wow.
And promoted the album, The MF Life, and, you know, just living it every day.
How was on tour with D'Angelo?
Awesome. Awesome. I mean, he's a true artist out there jamming, making fun and music and people making love in the audience.
He's got a big funky band.
Oh, man, it's huge. I mean, he has legendary Pino Palladino, if anybody knows who that is, on bass. He played on the original How Does It Feel?
Uh-huh.
And this guy doesn't need to work. He just came out on tour because he loves it.
Wow.
It's awesome. It was a treat, really, to watch both artists perform every night.
You are an artist that loves to watch artists perform.
I do.
I like that about you.
Only artists I like, though.
Yeah, only artists that you like. and who are some of your favorites?
Some of my favorites. I love India RE. Who else do I really? I love Alicia Keys. I loved Amy Winehouse. I love Adele. And I think one of my favorite performers overall is Beyonce. I love to watch Beyonce perform.
Yeah.
She's just got this persona on stage that is just so powerful and so talented and real. And she puts on a show. And I think that, like, even for myself as a performer, I always strive to put on a show that gives people something that they take away from. So
I like watching you perform.
Do you
like watching yourself?
No, I don't.
You don't?
I don't, but I love to perform.
But you don't like watching tape? Of yourself and critiquing yourself?
You know what? I do. And I can't lie. I love watching a good show. Like, when the album came out, we did this Walmart soundcheck thing, and we did a show with the Troubadour, and it might be one of my most favorite, most memorable shows. And when I watched back the footage,
You said, ooh, I ripped it up.
I did. I was like, I'm living this MF life.
All right, let's get into it. The MF life. The new one from Melanie Fiona. Of course, 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
When we saw you at the
family reunion,
yeah,
you did 4 a.m.
Yeah,
and I couldn't believe that you said this was your MF life. That you said that was real.
I've lived that, absolutely, and I think a lot of people have. I think the beautiful thing about, you know, songwriting and storytelling and the producers and songwriters that I work with, we all keep the integrity, I think, of telling real stories in a clever way that people can identify with.
With a dancer.
Okay. Real talk.
And you didn't write this.
No, Rico Love actually wrote it.
Yeah.
Rico Love and I actually did a couple records together. And he had done a bunch of different records, and I had listened and chose this. Really, this was the one, because I, like I said, have definitely been there.
You've been there.
I've been there.
I still don't believe it.
No, there's a lot on the CD that indicates that you lived.
Yes.
Yes, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And truthfully, you know, even if it's not me specifically, to be able to tell someone else I know story is also, you know, a blessing.
Like, well, Been That Girl?
Been That Girl. Let me tell you about that song.
Uh-huh.
This song was so important. Drake actually, fellow Canadian, shout outs. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He actually wanted to do something for my project. And we used to do music together when he was on Degrassi. We were young in Toronto. And I wanted to have a song on this album that represented being all women and being that girl.
Being that girl.
If that we all know we've all been, but making a vow to say never again. And so
I know, because I've been that girl.
How's the love life now?
The love life is free and clear. It's awesome.
Free and clear.
Free and clear.
So you changed the record.
No more. I changed the. Hey now. Cut to. Yeah, we changed the record.
If you don't like how he's playing, then change the record. Yeah, you can do better.
If if you can do better, then do better. It's very simple.
Hands in the air, ladies. Hands in the air.
That's my jam.
Keep one hand on the wheel if you're driving.
That's right.
Love that song.
That one's a really fun one. We actually just released the video for that song with B.O.B.
Awesome.
Yeah, so you can check that out online. Awesome.
Helen and Fiona. Okay. Wrong side.
Hey now.
Of a love song.
Of a love song.
The wrong side of it?
Wrong side.
Now I don't want to be without you, cause I can hardly breathe without you. This is what it feels to be the one that's standing left behind. How did I become the wrong side of the love song?
So Sid, when you were listening to this,
man,
what were you sipping on?
Your white Zen. White Zen. Oh, yeah. Listen to this one.
Does this CD come with some white Zen?
Man, it can. Yeah. Yeah.
Breaking down these walls?
Break down these walls. Yeah.
Can you please?
This one has become a real fan favorite. About partnership, you know? About nothing is productive if you build walls up in a relationship, so it's important to break down your walls. And all of us do it. We all build up walls based off of past experiences. Mm-hmm.
How many balls did you go through?
Well, by the time I got to L-O-V-E, love, with
you're
John
happy
Legend,
again.
It was all good,
Tom. All good.
It was all good.
I know that we can do it. There ain't nothing we can do.
Oh, she took you through the whole journey, huh?
Oh, man. I was all
up and down.
That's the MF life.
That was it.
That's the MF life, huh?
Ups and downs, beautiful journeys, ups and downs.
It's love. All we need is love.
It's like we're good again.
That record for me is really important because I think that love is such a constant theme of everything mm-hmm. that I do. And, you know, with that song, it's love on a social level, yeah. on a conscious level, that we are responsible for one another and we have the power to make the world a better place. Mm-hmm. So, John, shout out to John Legend for being an amazing songwriter on that record with me.
Really
Running.
Good.
Running.
Running,
featuring Nas.
Running.
You just get tired yeah. of chasing down a love. Yeah. You just get tired of it.
I keep on running. Feels like I'm running. Running on the line. I keep on running. And you wonder why I'm so damn tired.
And you wonder why I'm so damn tired all the time. Because trying to fix this with you is just like, what? Like running a track meet.
Ooh,
come on.
Wait a minute. Gone and never?
Coming back. Never. This one was the first never. Single never. Ever. Closed chapter.
Done.
The end.
Can't you give me quiet? Because I need you back. And I'm slowly dying. Because I need you back. But you're coming back.
Same girl.
Yeah.
Good riddance. That was actually the first song I did after the bridge, the first album. That was the first song I cut, and I knew it was going to be the perfect departure from the first album.
This album should come with a warning that says, this album will make you drunk dial. I mean,
that's album three.
Drunk dialing is the only thing missing, man, because it's all in there.
You gotta hear this one.
That's it.
You gotta hear this song. That's what are you doing?
This is us.
Drunk dialing.
Yes. Drunk dialing, yeah. man.
Hands in the air if you drunk dial.
Yeah, hello.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nope.
Bones.
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 This mm-hmm. is that deep, sexy love. I want you so bad, I want your bones. Give me everything.
Say it again.
I want you so bad. Forget your heart, forget your soul. I want your bones.
I don't need to hear the song.
give me your bones.
Time for news from Black America.
Every song.
Time for news from BlackAmericaWeb.com. We got to take a break from this.
Yeah.
Get to the real stuff.
Find the red velvet cake.
What's real? Central Time is almost 6 a.m. in the morning.
Somewhere with the dancer. Shout out to T-Pain for the remix. Mm-hmm.
You know T-Pain was somewhere with the dancer. He's always talking about the club.
Always. It was perfect. It was perfect because, you know, we did 4 a.m. He did 5 o'clock in the morning with Lily Allen. And then they reached out and was like, hey, you want to do a remix? And I was like, word, like really 6 a.m.? Are we really going to go there? And we did. So now we're rocking from 4 to 6. You don't want to know what happens at 7.
All right. Okay. Yes, we do.
Yes, we do, actually.
Watch me work.
Watch me work.
Huh?
Watch me work. Something different. Something new. Watch me work. Out the box.
Hey, get up out of bed, guys.
Watch me work. Something
ladies,
sexy.
Put on your best heels.
Something fun.
Strut to work today.
Out the box.
Or on the treadmill.
Yeah, when you come into work, when you hit the office,
yeah.
When you hit the office door.
Listen, that is the song. If you need some motivation in the
that's
morning,
it.
That is the one. I love that. That's like I feel like Tina Turner on that record.
You should.
It just it's strong. It's sexy. It's just about finding your own spotlight and being a star in your own right. Really.
I can't say I never loved you.
I love
you.
This song.
I can't say I never loved you.
Can't say.
You said you loved me, but you left. Lord knows I really did my best. I relied on you to do the rest. Can't say I never loved you. And I was giving you me, hoping that the possibility.
Okay, all these songs dealing with the wrong man.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the perfect man for you?
The opposite of these guys.
Which would be described.
You know what? I think it's what I've learned through my experiences, and I have great relationships as well, guys. This is true. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not all bad.
They don't always make the great of an
but
album, though.
It doesn't always. No one likes to hear people happy for some reason. But I definitely do. I think I draw my best creativity on my harder moments in life and my tougher moments. And for me, I think the thing that I've learned the most is that relationships are really partnerships. And so I think what my struggle has been is finding someone who is down to be a coexisting partner with me that allows me to be who I am and been all my life and for them to be who they are. And we actually just are able to grow together and coexist together. That's a really, really tough thing. I'm sure people
have you
who
found
are
him?
Married. I thought I have. And I think I have. Maybe. I don't know. Who knows?
Is he all in the right. business?
No.
Thank God.
No.
Well, you said it had to be a perfect partner.
That does not
does that
necessarily
mean
no.
That have to be in the entertainment
no,
business.
No, he doesn't have to be in the entertainment. He
is
has
that
to
a bonus?
He has to understand the entertainment industry. I don't think that.
So he can be a construction worker?
Yeah, if that's what he does.
If he understands.
Hopefully he owns the construction company. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Wow. I'm just saying. I want him to have the flexibility to let's hang out
so
go
Melanie,
on tour.
The perfect one right now, what does he do?
Well, I'm still waiting to find out.
Okay.
Don't do that to me. No. It's too early.
She got you, Melanie.
She
you got
did. Dang. She's up way early.
All right. You understand now. You've taken the oath, and you have to. All right. So
pledge allegiance.
And he is.
And he is somewhere out there. Yeah. He's out there somewhere. Uh-huh. I'll find him.
And he's on the road sometimes?
I'll be married if that's the case.
Oh,
if
okay.
I found him, I'd be married.
Okay.
So
you want to be married?
Yeah, absolutely.
You do.
I would
have
love to be
babies and the whole
nine. Oh yeah, I'd love to do all of that when it's time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right now I'm having fun.
You got a lot of time, but
yeah,
you just,
right now I'm having so much fun just really. And I'll be honest, one thing that I've learned about being in this industry and being in a relationship with someone who may not necessarily vibe with what you got to do and how demanding the schedule is, it's kind of nice to have some freedom to just kind of almost be a little selfish and not have to think about someone else. I don't mind thinking about someone else, but, you know, it's nice that I got to be like, hey, I got to be on the Tom Joyner Morning Show at 5 a.m. and we can't have breakfast.
Right.
There's no one I have to have that talk with. But there is someone I can call and be like, hey, I'm done with Tom Joyner. You want to have breakfast? And he's never going to complain. I'm just saying.
That's a good life. That MF life is good.
That MF life is good. I'll see what January brings. But 2012, find thyself, live the MF life.
So if a guy wants to step to you, what would be a turnoff?
A turnoff instantly for me is arrogance. I think there's a difference between confidence mm-hmm. and cockiness. Mm-hmm. And I'm all about the understated confidence. It's a man who moves strong without having to make noise that he's moving strong.
That sounds like a song.
Yeah.
It is.
It's what I do for a living, you know, Tom. I think I've grown to see people for their energy and their mm-hmm. truth. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of like when I see a clear spirit that just is really being honest. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's you always, ladies, we know the guy that you meet. And she's like, he seems so great, but there's just something I can't
him.
Place. Yeah. That something is a wife in New Mexico. It's a child he doesn't know about. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just, you know, it's something he's not really, I feel like we should be more reliant on our intuition mm-hmm. after some time and some experience. Mm-hmm. And I go off my intuition. I really do.
All right. Melanie Fiona.
Preach, sister.
Yeah. Coming up on the top of the hour. A live in studio jam from Melanie Fiona. And her new CD, The MF Life. It's brought to you by Toyota Corolla. Welcome back to the Red Velvet Cake Studio, Melanie Fiona. The cake is yours.
The cake is mine. Thank you.
Thank you, manager.
This is my new single, Wrong Side of a Love Song.
This is what it feels to be the one who's standing left behind.
hate to ask you to sing another song. I don't think you have any. You have anything left?
Yeah, you? I got a whole album. What you want? Thank you.
Are you tearing up? Yeah, she is.
Because we are.
I thought, it was, wow.
You got to go there.
You ain't got to go there. No, you really don't. I don't know why. I don't know why you have to go through this.
It's a part of it, isn't it?
Okay. Okay. Sing a second song if you
Let's sing a second song.
Yeah.
We'll make it happy. We'll make it sexy.
Okay.
For all my ladies feeling sexy, you know what they want. Independent, strong, going to work today.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Give it to me right or don't give it to me
don't
at all.
Don't give it to me at all.
Okay, he's got my number and you can want me, baby, here I am. Either you make the time or just forget me. And I'm not trying to run your life, but that's why I'm nobody's wife. Want when I want to, when I want it, you gotta be ready. Satisfied, so give it to me right, or don't give it to me at all. I don't think you understand how real it is for me to find a man who thinks he can. So give it to me right, or don't give it to me at all. I expect you to be. Sing it. Oh, you don't got your mic. See, he's not ready. If you can't get it right, what? Then just forget it. Keep you on your toes. No way's okay for you to go around. Today you better make a touchdown. You know what I like. Won't you accept it? Don't give it to me at all. I don't think you understand. If you can't please me, I know someone who can. Give it to me right. Don't give it to me at all. This is the real life, baby. This is the life that makes me sing. Your MF life this morning, singing. This is the real thing, baby. And tell her, when I'm alone, I can make me say yes, yeah, 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 yes, yeah, yes. One time, give it to me right, or don't give it to me at all. Or just play the same track again. We can sing Wrong Side again if we want it.
Melody Fiona.
Thank you, guys. Thank you
the
so
The MF
much.
Life is her new CD. I got 25 copies to the next 25 Text Time Club members at 646464. Melody, thank you.